Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. There are many ways one may become an enemy of the cross of Christ. He may deny that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He may oppose the Lord's church in various ways. He may deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Or he may deny that Jesus is coming again to receive his own. Some people become enemies of the cross of Christ when they promote division in the church, or attempt to change the Lord's plan for saving man, or even ridicule the idea that God has a plan. Among churches of Christ, there have been prominent men who criticize others for preaching that God has a pattern for the work and the worship of the church. Some of these people almost certainly have no intention of becoming enemies of the cross, but they are anyway, whatever their intentions. If a man or woman exists to fulfill his own fleshly appetites, is he or she an enemy of the cross of Christ? Paul had continually warned the Philippians about the enemies of the cross of Christ, although he does not specifically identify them. Then he wrote concerning those enemies, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Philippians 3:18-19. The expression, whose God is their belly, tells us that some Christians are not interested in seeking God's kingdom either first or last. They want to eat, to drink, and to be merry, since they know they are going to die. So they want to grab all the gusto they possibly can before the grim reaper comes for them. Many of the pagan writers of ancient times understood the futility of devotion to fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Euripides, who lived between 480 and 406 B.C., expressed his disdain for living only to satisfy the flesh. These are the words he put into the mouth of the Cyclops. I sacrifice to no one but myself, not to the gods, but to this my belly, the greatest of the gods. For to eat and to drink each day is the god for wise men. Seneca, a famous Roman orator and playwright, wrote of men who served their bellies. What an absolute waste of time and talent to devote our every waking thought to our bellies. Paul warned the Roman Christians about those who would cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which they had learned. Such men, he said, are to be marked and avoided. For they are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16:18. The word belly is used as a figure to describe men serving their own sensual pleasures. He almost certainly included engaging in sexual pleasures as the main reason for living. There were some people at Corinth who thought that sexual activity was no different from eating and drinking. They were saying, meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. Paul warned them, God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. 1 Corinthians 6:13. John Eadie's commentary on Philippians makes these appropriate remarks on the expression, whose God is their belly. The expression is a strong one, and the general meaning is that they found their divinest happiness in the gratification of animal appetites. This God they loved and served. No idolatry is so unworthy of a rational being. No worship so brutal in form and brutifying in result. Intemperance, for example, ruins fortune and forfeits character, crazes the body and damns the soul. Page 216. Our desire should be to do what pleases God. Thank you, and may God bless you.